Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Well, didn't Coca-Cola basically invent the image of Santa we know and love?
That's the grunting theory. Yeah. It's not official, or at least Coca-Cola is not making it official. We didn't invent it.
Okay, for our Hallmark Essential Checklist, we have denial of the relationship, family influence, deadline, attempted first kiss, one character or any character successful, amazing Christmas decorations, conflict, and a happy ending.
Troy Brown says, well, we need the proper mood. We need a Christmas tree. Lucy's immediately on board with this idea. She's like, yeah, a tree. A great big shiny aluminum Christmas tree.
On the way, a special holiday edition of Start Here, featuring samples from three podcasts, Advent Calendar House, Happy Hallmark Holidays, and It's a Podcast, Charlie Brown. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The holiday season is upon us, and this time of the year, even the podcasts are festive. First up for this Start Here holiday episode is a podcast about just that, holiday specials. Every year, your favorite TV shows, comics, and more get into the spirit of the season with heartwarming holiday specials. A great way to boost ratings, and no holiday is off limits, though Christmas is the clear favorite. Either way, if it's made to air, it's probably been talked about on the Advent Calendar podcast. Join host Mike Westfall as he pays tribute to all the famous and infamous holiday specials from years gone by, from the 1969 classic Frosty the Snowman to the disastrously bad made-for-TV Star Wars holiday special. With Advent Calendar House, you'll remember the real reason for the season, holiday specials. Here's a sample. It's a short episode from Advent Calendar House covering a memorable 1986 Fruity Pebbles commercial for Christmas. Mike and his guest host, Joey, dissect the classic ad starring cartoon icons, the Flintstones. In this clip, they talk about what was it about the commercial that made it stick in the minds of every kid growing up in the mid-80s.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fruit.
Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles cereals, part of this nutritious breakfast.
Defying the laws of space and time and the Gregorian calendar.
Well, that's the big question. How can cavemen know about Christmas? Joey, what's your theory?
Well, by definition, they are, you know, BC, before Christ. My best guess is time travel. Happy Back to the Future Day.
Happy Back to the Future Day.
Oh, witness the birth of Christ!
Well, Santa, that version of Santa is more of the... Well, didn't Coca-Cola basically invent the image of Santa we know and love?
That's the grunting theory. Yeah. It's not official, or at least Coca-Cola is not making it official. We didn't invent it. Someone somewhere is denying it, but my mental image of Santa, I like to think that he's a time traveler. That's how this all has to work, right? His sleigh's some kind of
toys, I mean,
right?
That's how he gives all the children the toys.
Yes, bigger on the inside.
So this commercial is so memorable because the lyrics... I mean, it's not, you know, an original melody. It's a melody we all know from Christmas.
It's Deck the Halls. That's all it is.
Yes. And we have they didn't write a hooky song. I mean, they just put some unforgettable lyrics that everyone our age has memorized for some reason. Because it's another commercial that ran ad nauseum for years.
It did. It might still be running, too.
I hope so.
We talked about Honey Nut Cheerios a few days ago, and now we're talking about Fruity Pebbles, another really long-running one. But I think
what is a cereal's connection to Christmas? Like on Christmas morning, you have a nice hearty breakfast of eggs and many pastries. You don't usually have a bowl of
Right? Everybody's off from work. They're making a real breakfast.
From our bonus holiday special, that was a sample of the Advent Calendar House, a special holiday podcast for all your favorite and new favorite holiday specials. Discover a new holiday tradition or two with the Advent Calendar House podcast, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. And of course, what conversation about holiday specials is complete without mentioning maybe the most prolific producer of all things, the Hallmark Channel. Love them or hate them, Hallmark Christmas movies strike the right balance of cheesy and cheerful to make them a go-to for many holiday season aficionados. Plus, a library of over 130 original Christmas movies means there's bound to be a Hallmark special for you. And there are certainly plenty for the hosts of this next holiday-themed podcast, Happy Hallmark Holidays. Join hosts Haley J., Princess Carol, Chelsea Overrocker, and Jackie Nova as they climb the mountain of Hallmark originals to bring you an in-depth breakdown of all 136 films. Each episode, they talk about the film's release, their top three moments, and how it fits into the, quote, rules of a Hallmark movie. For all the Hallmarkies in your life, this podcast is for them. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Happy Hallmark Holidays featuring a recent addition to the Hallmark Library titled Christmas at Graceland, Home for the Holidays. The Hallmarkies discuss the exciting story of Belinda, who's thrust into a world of new feelings and old flames when she returns to her hometown for the holidays. In this clip, they run through the classic Hallmark movie checklist.
Okay, for our Hallmark Essential Checklist, we have Denial of the Relationship, Family Influence, Deadline, Attempted First Kiss, One Character or Any Character Successful, Amazing Christmas Decorations, Conflict, and A Happy Ending. So do we feel like this movie covered it all?
Maybe not all. I know if we go kind of one by one here, the first scene I noticed were the Christmas decorations. So that they nailed that one.
Yes.
The deadline I know was the 28th when she had to, if she took the job, she would have to leave by the 28th.
Yeah, that's the...
That was a big one.
That's deadline.
Denial was her just...
Denial just of the
not
relationship.
Really acting on it.
Yeah, because like when they're all getting... When her and her sister are getting ready together... before the big party at the end for her work party, you know, that's what she was saying. You know, you go with the flow with everything except for your heart. So don't be afraid to do that. And then, let's see, Harper caught her sister too because her sister was saying, oh, I'll watch the kids while you and Owen go on a date for his work party. And she's like, I can't wait to meet him. She's like, him? Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm sorry.
Her sister
them.
Was definitely that family influence.
Yes. So I would say a little bit of denial of the relationship, more on Harper's end. I think Owen kind of knew it a little bit, like always just certain.
You could see in his facial expressions from the very beginning, he was interested, and I didn't expect you to call, and those little lines he was dropping. He
I
was
loved
excited
it.
When she called.
My favorite moment in this movie was when he fixes her hot cocoa, and then he asks about the job interview, and she says it's tomorrow. And she just takes a sip. Well, maybe I need the hot cocoa. And she looks down and he just looks at her. And it's cute. It's just,
that's the chemistry.
I love it. The chemistry there. Mm-hmm. But the family influence is definitely the sister.
Yes.
And a little bit of the kids, too.
No attempted first kiss, though.
There was not an attempted first kiss in this one.
I kind of like that they're breaking that pattern a little
bit.
Sometimes it's like,
come
okay.
on, let's get to it.
A sample from Happy Hallmark Holidays. Navigate the massive Hallmark Library and find your new favorite mushy Christmas movie with Happy Hallmark Holidays, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Maybe the most iconic holiday special of them all is a special that first aired over a half century ago. No movie captures the giving spirit and the warm feelings of the holiday season quite like the 1965 classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Well, over the years, the Peanuts have remained a mainstay of our culture in many forms, especially around the holidays. And if you'd like to learn more about just why that is, look no further than our final holiday feature. It's a Podcast, Charlie Brown. Hosted by Bill, the number one Peanut fan, It's a Podcast, Charlie Brown ventures into the many layers of the many Peanuts holiday specials, exploring what worked and what didn't. Even in two dimensions, the Peanuts are fully fleshed out humans, and a beagle and a bird, with all the fears, anxieties, joys, and laughs that we all experience. And It's a Podcast Charlie Brown dives in headfirst. Here's a sample from the episode of It's a Podcast Charlie Brown covering, appropriately enough, a Charlie Brown Christmas. Bill breaks down every aspect of this iconic holiday special, getting to the bottom of just what it is about a Charlie Brown Christmas that keeps it running on TV one holiday season after the other.
So Charlie Brown says, you know, don't worry about the dust, Pigpen's dust. It's probably just dirt. It's context, right? It's you're in this period of history where this is the dirt that was around you. And it's the same dirt that all these great religious figures walked on. So basically free to get over it. Pigpen gets to deliver one of his best lines probably ever when Frida looks at him and says, "You're an absolute mess." To which Pigpen replies, "On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good." And then this is the point where Charlie Brown calls over Sally and Lyons is like, "What do you want her for?" And he says, "She's going to play your wife." They don't actually say it, but I'm assuming this means that Linus and Sally in this play are Mary and Joseph. Schroeder starts playing piano again, and it's the Linus and Lucy theme again. Charlie Brown is frustrated. Lucy calls for a lunch break and then points at Snoopy, who's holding his dog dish already. She asks about, you know, where Charlie Brown's going to place the Christmas Queen in this play. And Charlie Brown's kind of had it at this point. He's like, "This is all wrong. The mood is all wrong. We're just not on the right track here." Lucy doesn't quite get it at first. She's like, "Gee, Charlie Brown, what do you want?" And Charlie Brown says, "Well, we need the proper mood. We need a Christmas tree." Lucy's immediately on board with this idea. She's like, "Yeah, a tree. A great big shiny aluminum Christmas tree."
"Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial. Look, Charlie Brown, what do you want?" "The proper mood. We need a Christmas tree." "Hey, perhaps a tree. A great big shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's it, Charlie Brown. You get the tree. I'll handle this crowd."
"Okay, I'll take Linus with me. The rest of you practice your lines.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink."
"Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown."
Wrapping up our holiday special, that's It's a Podcast, Charlie Brown, a podcast for all the blockheads out there. Crack into the best of the peanuts with It's a Podcast, Charlie Brown, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast at WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.